So I saw this call for submission for this fashion and, art festival that got me thinking about other forms of expression. I wanted to submit, I wanted to put something forth. I felt like the theme was quite interesting. I could totally relate to the theme. And as an artist who is a podcaster, there aren't many spaces, for not just a podcaster, but I just realized that there aren't many spaces for diverse creativity. And I'm not mad at it at this point because I feel like room is now being created for those spaces one at a time, and that's good. We can't all usher in change, like that much change at the same time. So I'm totally fine with the growth. And so therefore, I thought to interpret it best in my own way, in my own possible way as a podcaster, because I didn't really want to put something forth as a poet. I do write poems. I didn't really want to share pictures, and I didn't really want to write like short stories. I wanted to express this as a podcaster because as soon as I saw the theme, I thought, oh my God, yes, this is something I can totally relate to. And I feel like f expressions such as maybe videographers, even photography, which is one of the more visual or more active forms of creativity that is actually allowed to send submissions. But I felt like it's something that most definitely a lot of people can relate to, especially like podcasters, photographers, videographers, and so on and so forth. I dabbled a bit and I tried to best interpret my own understanding of the theme into the art of making. And I hope you guys can connect these dots. And I'd like to know what you think. Thank you. This is my podcast submission for Kafat Into the Art of Making. Hello guys, welcome to Musing of a Tired Nigerian Girl. Musing. Oh shit. Okay, let's do this again. Take two. Take two. Let's do this. Okay. Hello guys, welcome back to another episode of Musings of a Tired Nigerian Girl. I like when Oh my God. Hello guys, welcome back to another episode of Musings of a Tired Nigerian Girl. This is better. Why didn't I do this? I've been at it for like seven times now. Okay, yeah. Let's do this again. So one thing about adulthood for me, I feel like is, well, right now I don't feel my age, I feel like if anything, it's the pressures from people who definitely somehow, why I don't know, but they want me to feel my age. For the longest time, I haven't felt like I'm nearing 30. By the way, you guys, somebody actually sent me a message on the social media app and they were like, you are dangerously closer to 20 to 30. Wow. Wala, for who they could be dangerously closer to 30, like for me, it's just maybe that's why, like, I am where I am. No offense. I feel very full of life, I actually feel very full of life, and I don't feel like I'm limited by age. I don't think, like, for me personally, and I feel a bit like a dissonance when I speak to people and they say, oh, like you're an adult, like you're old. Because in me, I'm just like, ah, forever 21. So as a creative, except maybe you have some money or you're not starting on, you're starting like deep and big at once. But the thing is, as a creative and you're starting by yourself, you kind of learn, have to learn how to do those things yourself. Everything you have to learn yourself. Yes. Okay, thank you. Okay, let me go. I'm gonna be back. What to do? Today is 26th of August. I have to edit. That's my planner. I have to edit the podcast. Note to self, don't forget to post the Instagram video. Yeah, I also have to reply comments, create content on IG, record the podcast with Farid. I have to get Farid. I have to communicate time and whatnot. Okay, let's see. Yo, I just got like 40 more followers on Spotify. Come on, come true. I'm so happy. Also, did you know that somebody actually sent me like a lovely text message about the last podcast episode? Oh, so excited. Hello, guys. Welcome back to another episode. I'm sorry I've not been able to put out content. I've been really sick. I've been sick for a while right now, and even now I have sore throats and whatnot, so it's really hard for me to record and compile. But as soon as I'm feeling a bit much better, I would record and I'll get to post content. But for now, please catch up with MOTNG, previous episodes and whatnot. Thank you. Hello guys, I'm so sorry I've not been able to put out content. We haven't had light for a while. You know how it is in Nigeria right now. So we haven't had light for a while, and Power Holding decided to do what they do best. But I'm going to post some pre-recorded episodes, and hopefully we'll come back better in a few weeks' time, like maybe like next week. Monday. You know how we do it here on MOTNG. So yeah, don't forget to check us out on Instagram. The page is at MOTNG. That brings us to the end of this episode. Don't forget to check us out on Instagram. The page is at MOTNG _. Comments, like, share the podcast. The podcast is available everywhere you listen to podcasts, and y'all will hear from me when next y'all hear from me. Toodles. But you don't hear all this, and I don't want you to hear all this. Take your snacks and your drinks, put your headphones in, and hello guys, welcome back to another episode of Musings of a Tired Nigerian Girl. I remain yours truly, Hikmatilla, the OG Tired Nigerian Girl. You know how we roll, you know how we do it, let's get into it. That's literally the what would have been my submission, and honestly it was really interesting for me. The experience was really interesting. I really enjoyed shooting. I really enjoyed recording, and I realized that almost if my job, my profession, or this podcast don't work out for me, I'm about to be a voice actor. Because what a girl did that, yo. But anyways, I'm just kidding. Honestly, it was so fun recording. It was really so fun recording. And y'all need to stop sleeping on us. I don't know why I'm laughing because I really had fun recording, shooting different things. I actually had to write a script for this, and for the longest time I saw the thing play out in my head. Like I actually saw the whole, what do you call it, the tide, like
each scene play out in my head. I feel like there's a job somewhere for me. I don't know the job I'm supposed to be doing. But for, if you have been listening to my podcast and you listen to what I've been talking about and what the magic I've been creating, I'm so fired now because I feel like I just created magic. I just created awesomeness. And if you've been listening, maybe you can give me a job description because I feel like it's either I'm supposed to be like, I don't know, I'm creative genius. Oh, daily dose of narcissism. I just gassed myself up, man. No, but really, on a serious note, I'm really happy that I feel like this, you know, we're actually evolving as a people. We're actually evolving in Nigeria. Even as much as I come here and I bash Nigeria, and I call her out, like, sister girl, what is happening? What are you doing? Honestly, I feel like Nigeria is such a blessed place, and it's really nice to see us evolving and stuff. I particularly am so proud of my city. I'm so proud of Kaduna City because, yo, we are into all the things that be fun and making sense and very important. You know, we do the literary stuff, we do arts and fashion. Yo, you guys, I'm so excited for Kafat. You have no idea. Forget about me. Like, this is not a sub to Kafat. On the contrary, it's not a sub to Kafat. I actually love, you know, the whole idea. I follow the page, like, religiously. If anything, except this is me gassing them up, I follow the page religiously, and the last festival was just mind-blowing, and I know that this one coming is going to be awesome as well. I'm just so excited and I'm so happy, and I feel like for the first time in a long time, creatives are being seen, and not just like scene for poetry and prose. Like, I do those things myself. Once upon a time, I was realistic disposition and I'm writing poetry every single time I have to feel like I have something to say. I just put in poems and I just, like, I do that. So I totally get it. But I feel like it's definitely the it's not really, I won't call it shifting because I don't like to use the term shifting from, I was going to say like shifting from written forms of expression, you know, but it's not necessarily shifting. I don't like to say shifting. I like everybody to have spotlights because I feel like everything is equally important. You need the poets, you need the people that write, do prose. At the same time, other forms of expression, people have started dabbling, you know, people have started exploring their creativity, exploring what does it for them. I can't wait to see a graffiti artist. Yo, in Leicester back then, Queen Street, was it Queen Street it's called? Like, I can't wait to see a graffiti artist. I can't wait to see, like, now, you know, we're into spoken words poetry, so that's good. Stand-up comedy, like, we do all those things. That one has been existing since I was born. All the OG people, I salute now. But I feel like there's even more forms of expression that even I possibly do not know about. Most definitely don't know about. Let me change that from possibly. Most definitely don't know about. And I feel like the room now is being, like, it's open. Yeah, the door is being open wider for everybody. There's room for everybody under the sky, and I feel like now people are listening and like, okay, some people have never heard a podcast in their life, you know, some people have never heard of podcasts in their lives, some people have never, like, I have friends who do creative expression using videography. I had the episode with Ofem, and that's exactly what he does, and he uses poems and everything. And if you guys remember, we talked about how, like, he doesn't do other forms of expression, but he interprets his work in different ways. And I feel like expression and creativity and artistry is something that, oh my goodness, I'm sorry for the noise, you people, I'm so sorry for the noise. We're having construction, I can't do anything about it, I'm so sorry. So yeah, but anyways, I was saying, like, someone like Ofem, who, you know, interprets his soul in different ways. Yeah, but I'm so glad that the room, you know, is being, there's a table, you know, and there's like different chairs now, and people are sitting and talking about it. And that's what we need to do, you know, we need to come together and talk about it and share it and be open-minded, you know. I don't know if it was this week or last week, but I was having a conversation with somebody and they asked me, why podcasting? I've been a radio girl for the longest time. If you live in Kaduna, you definitely see my jam was Oga Driver. And that's how I used to gauge if I'm late to school, because once they start singing that, hey, Oga Driver, and it's, you know, you are late. You know, you set a clock and you ask, it's late. So that's how I used to gauge, like, you know, everything. And I used to love, and because of Oga Driver, it starts by 7. Up until now, Oga Driver is there doing us proud. So it starts by 7, and I used to just rush just to be in the car to listen to him. And sometimes I will reach school and I'll be like, wait first, he's still talking. I just found it's he's such an amazing and talented, you know, host. And I listen to different shows right now. Well, back then I used to listen, not really back then, but like a few years ago. Is it really? Yeah, a few years ago, I used to listen to this VIC on the MIC, you know. And so yeah, for the longest time I've been a radio girl, you know, KSMC, Liberty Radio, whatever. To the point where when I left the country, I still downloaded. Did you know that there's an app that when you download, you are like, it shows you all the radio stations in Nigeria and literally every state. Like every state alphabetically and all the radio stations in Nigeria, and you can literally tune in from anywhere in the world. Like that was my jam. When I missed home and stuff, I would tune in, and for the longest time I just knew that, oh, I really like this, you know. It's something that genuinely makes me happy, and it would be very nice to see, you know, those spaces for everybody. You know, inclusivity, we're all for that. And creativity is diverse as well, so it's not a thing for, oh, me, I'm holding it by myself. Oh, yeah. And there are different forms of expression of honors. I feel like I'm beginning to repeat myself, but yeah, you guys get the drift. Anywho, this is a bonus episode. I just wanted to talk to you guys. You know, I told you in that episode of that IG vendor from hell. Oh, put that one. Sometimes the days be hot, and I want to tell you before Monday, so, and before Thursday, so here we are. Anyways, I hope you guys could connect the dots. I hope you could see where I was going with the whole submission. So I did check the requirements, and as a podcast, I'm not allowed to post my submission. As expected, the submission is only open to those people who are expressing written forms of creativity, you know. So it is what it is, really. I sent the page a text message, a DM on Insta, and they were supposed to get back to me, but they didn't. It is what it is. We expect this. We totally expected this. So maybe next year, who knows? Y'all hear from me when next. Y'all hear from me. Have a wonderful weekend.